Whisper Charlie, 9 Victor, mobile.
Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, mobile.
Morning, Matthew. Hope you had a good weekend and a good night, and you're ready for another day. NC9V.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I guess, as much as it can be, right? No, every day is a good day. I certainly don't complain, but likewise, I hope things are going well for you.
Well, tell you, you can't complain. You live in a good, great area of town there. Great state of South Carolina, right?
Absolutely. No complaints. Everything is surmountable. Even the smallest obstacles. So anyway, headed out to my early morning meeting for a little bit, and be back and try to make it a busy day, get some things done.
Meeting is not involving I-26 going west, just past the Upward Road exit, or actually just before the Upward Road exit, I guess that'd be. And a tractor trailer and a car get into it, I guess. They've got traffic backed up for miles at this hour of the morning.
I hate to hear that, because you know who's probably on the losing end there. But, hope the best for the folks involved, and I hope they get it cleaned up as soon as they can.
They're getting the car. I don't think they even started trying to get that tractor trailer out yet. He's kind of half up in the woods there. I hate to be in issues, but I don't know. I just get in my truck and drive slow. Slow and let the crazy people go on by.
That's the best thing. I have somebody, I'm assuming it's a guy, and I think it's a newer Camaro or something that whenever I make this trek in the morning on Tuesday mornings when I can, on the little two-lane county road, has to come right up behind me and then pass in a no-passing zone, of course.
That's funny how that works. I've got my regular route, and they use the same people all the time driving like that. And get the survival of the fittest, those who drive with sense and those who don't. NC9V.
Morning, Leon. Hey, good morning, Matthew. Hope you're all having a good start to your day. KO4HK.
And Patrick, good morning again. And hey, I tried to get on that net last night. I missed it. But was that you running the net last night, or is that not your night? That's Sunday night, right?
Net last night, too. Sunday nights and the third Monday are my normal days right now.
Okay. Well, I ended up having to run the GMRS net unexpectedly, so it kept me kind of busy. We do a GMRS net on the repeaters out here on Monday nights at 7:30.
I'm glad you're getting some use out of that.
Get the round table going here again, but yeah, it's a good starting point. It's a good starting point for people to get into this two-way radio thing, and a lot go on to be amateurs, so that's a good thing too.
I have my GMRS license, but I can't hit any of the repeaters down there.
Go ahead and jump back in here. I didn't mean to overtake the whole thing.
Texas a few minutes ago. I guess I had to reprogram my router or something. I don't know, but when they do that, it automatically sends an update to your phone. And I'm getting an update right now. And made the mistake of clicking on it in the truck. They, listen to the message, and it's a long message. It's still going. And Patrick, you're going to have an exciting morning. I don't know if you heard about the traffic going westbound on I-26. Involving the tractor trailer and a car, I guess. And there's another one as you're coming down 25. That's actually on the other side, actually on the northbound side of 25. But it's backed up there, too. I guess a park on a fire or something.
appreciate the heads up. I'll keep my eye open. But here we go.
FW Mobile.
KO4HK.
NC9B.
Morning, WW4JT.
Hope everybody's doing well.
Here, so far, anyway.
The accidents we have already this morning at 5:30 in the morning.
E-Mobile. KO4HK.
4GFW.
WW4JT just ran into some heavy fog here. Holy smokes. Be careful out there, guys.
You're the water. Water, Eric. NC9B.
Gentlemen, good to talk to you guys this morning. That's, beautiful morning here. No fog where I'm at. 85 south up in, I guess, a little south of Gaffney now.
MRS, repeat that.
Dion, look up, there's about five of them out here in the upstate side. Look up upstate scgmrs.com. Upstate SC for South Carolina, gmrs.com. Or there's a Facebook page also by the same, which you can join the group if you'd like. Facebook page by the same name without the .com. But there's Traveler's Rest. There's Pickens on Glassy Mountain, the Pickens 700 on Glassy Mountain. There's a 6 mile repeater. There's also a Anderson repeater. And where's the other one? On Caesar's Head, upstate, 675 repeater on Caesar's Head.
I'd have to get my license. I should be able to hit one of them, at least maybe to Caesar's Head.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Eric. I said I have to get my license for GMRS. I should be able to hit one of those.
Long Mountain, a buddy of mine just put it up a couple months ago. I forget the frequency.
On in Forest City, and there's also one on in Tryon, if that's the one you meant. Yeah.
Mountain up off of, I think it's 107, Oconee County.
Hey, there's one, yeah, there's a couple smaller ones that focus around the lakes, but they don't, their footprint is pretty limited. The ones I mentioned are the ones with the bigger footprints.
For HGX, and Ken, the one in Traveler's Rest, you ought to be able to hit it real easy. It's just right there where 25 and 290 come together.
Matt, NC9B. Patrick, they got a EMS heading that way now, so I don't know what the deal is.
After that, I got to get Alpha Canuga first. There's a line of traffic out here this morning.
About the GMRS, what is the big draw for the GMRS? I mean, you have a ham license. I mean, what would be the difference?
The draw is that it's a family license. It's a radio station license that the immediate family can utilize. No test, with some, you know, very minor training. You could teach your spouse or your kids, you know, some radio etiquette, and you can have a connection with the family under one license.
That'd be a big plus.
That is the biggest, and it's a true stepping stone into amateur radio, because a lot of guys go on to get their technician and general, and that's what I did, and it got me, I knew about amateur radio, I knew about it, but I just started with GMRS, and it worked out. And there's some big groups in the area between amateur radio and GMRS radio. It's pretty incredible.
I have to look into getting a license, I guess.
Got dollars, 10 years.
The FCC is $35.
The joy of using the government website again.
Today's Tuesday. What's your route today?
Today is Cherrydale area. Today I end up over there on 290.
After I'm gone, so I don't see how I feel when I get out of work there. Depending on what time I get out of work.
morning. Must mean it's going to rain again this weekend.
Ken, I hope they have the Port Authority open today.
Quite catch that.
Ports, well, all the ports being shut down yesterday in South Carolina because of their IT problem, I guess. Hopefully they'll be open today.
Tested like all day.
By China or something?
If they did, they're not saying it, put it that way.
They're not saying, so they probably did.
Probably say you're right.
Online nowadays, it comes to a screeching halt real fast.
They allow it to keep on going, is what it never ceases to amaze me. We're so diplomatically, I don't know. I mean, there's ways to stop that.
And Ken, Leon, Patrick, I think he's in the black hole, and Eric's out there. Have a good day. I'm at my destination, 73s, and good ride along. Have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. WW4JET.
Okay, great day. Enjoy the weather. NZ9B.
73, Matthew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Great day. This is W2JKT.
Stipulation, Ken, if the port was supposed to be open today, because they were supposed to let them know after 5 o'clock yesterday, if the port was going to be open, then I would be working today. And if the port was not going to be open, then I was going to be off. So, apparently they're planning on it to be open.
I'm going to run extended hours today.
Got some catching up to do.
About a container a week is all we load up, but most of the time ours is going to Charleston or Williamson.
Of our stuff goes, but we do, maybe a couple thousand trucks a day, maybe out of our distribution center. I'm not really sure, but I know it's a big number.
Something's going on a container for overseas. They pick it up and take it to a distribution warehouse in Charlotte, and then they do all the loading of the containers. But once in a while, we load out of our facility.
Where our stuff from overseas comes in, we do a lot of Taiwan and China, or Hong Kong, and I don't know if they come in California and get rail over, or if they actually come all the way around to out of the east side. I'd probably offload in California and come over by train if I had to guess.
About that.
Logistics VP today and just ask him out of curiosity.
Shipping is probably going to either Charleston or Savannah, I would imagine.
This is for U.S. and Canada. So I don't think we're shipping anything out. Because our only other markets, we have EMEA and ANZ, but all that stuff goes direct, I think.
Get out, Eric. I'd like to know that.
Find out. During the pandemic, we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trailers. And I don't know if we had container trailers or if they were just regular box trailers. Like, I'm trying to visualize, and I can't remember. But I know that we were paying a whole lot of money to have those trailers sitting around. But we were super busy during the pandemic, so we actually needed them and used them. And I think there was a little bit of hoarding going on because they were hard to come by.
It was hard to come by the container, and then it was hard to come by the chassis to pull the container.
They aren't full of chassis now because they needed more chassis, so they went out and bought a bunch more. One chassis, you got to have one that expands the different size containers.
See, you slide the axles like that, it makes you think something's wrong with it.
All I can say to that one is I definitely check my slider and make sure it's where it needs to be now. It needs money, but they don't need my money. NC9B. Well, kind of happy. They moved my North Carolina refund to the refund stage. I've been approved for the refund. Just waiting on them to issue it.
Carolina thing. Man, I got mine back in early February.
On two states. That's from North Carolina and South Carolina. So, yeah, South Carolina, I'm that back a long time ago. I don't know what the problem is with North Carolina this year. I think it's Roy Cooper's trying to figure out how he can get more money. I don't know if I'm giving the money back yet. I want to see if I get some more of it.
Carolina refund in like 3 days or something like that. Carolina, take it back. Never mind.
There.
North Carolina, so I just waited until the last day.
I have to do mine. This year I waited not the last minute, but I went ahead and did it early. Because I think, well, maybe we'll get some money. So, yeah, sure enough, got a little bit back.
Walgreens distribution truck beside me, I saw on the news where they were closing 150 Walgreens. And reminded me, Sunday we went to the Walgreens over by us, and it closed early because nobody showed up.
We made a mistake of stopping at Dollar General for something the other day. The little Dollar General up in Edneyville. And walked in, and their air conditioner was out. It was like 90 degrees in there. The coolers and everything, you know, putting off the hot air from keeping the milk and everything cold. Actually, that's what we had to stop for, was milk. So we got to get all the milk out of the refrigerator. It was nice and cold, but the business itself was 90 degrees.
Work in those conditions, right?
For the people working.
Work Saturday afternoon in the business next to it, the Matheson Gas. There was like 7 or 8 Spartanburg County cars there, and the employee went into the office and killed himself.
What business was that?
Matheson. They do like that nitrogen on the, you know, the trucks that haul the nitrogen.
Take anybody with them.
Some kind of problem with work, I guess, to do it at work, huh?
From his family to find him.
What was I ever saying for that? Hey, people wouldn't do that if they knew what it looked like afterwards. Deal with that.
Committed suicide back in 2003-ish, and his teenage son found him, and his son was wrecked, and his son ended up killing himself in a motorcycle wreck a couple of years later after that.
My name, he didn't die. He committed suicide in the backyard. Just, I don't know. I don't think it's fair to the family to have to deal with something like that. On that note, I'm pulling up at work, guys, so I'm signing with you. Y'all have a great day. Keep it safe and enjoy the sunshine while it's out. And C9V.
Have a safe day and an enjoyable day. We'll catch you later. KN4 DFW.
And then drive safe. We'll talk to you soon. W2JKT.
Leon, have a great day and be safe out there. KO4HKX. I'm back, guys. State line where I could run the gauntlet going down the mountain.
Doubled.
I did the bid at the beginning. Go ahead, Patrick.
Sorry about that, Ken. I was just saying I got down here to the state line where I can run this gauntlet they got set up.
Go through there. It'll be mid-June.
Line, both sides of the mountain are down to one lane for a section of it. Right on the mountain.
Talking about her CEO retired yesterday abruptly, and the executive president of Milwaukee has taken over as CEO of TTI now.
What does that mean for Ryobi?
Your leadership meetings yesterday behind closed doors, probably just a transition and whatever else, but the winds of change are blowing, that's for sure. I'm hoping it creates some opportunities.
It is over here. The mood's kind of changed. Our plant manager, he's retiring in August, and there's speculation a couple other people might be retiring too.
Looking around for an opportunity at a directorship, so I'm hoping that maybe there will be some shakeup that moves some current directors up and creates some space for me to move into one of those chairs.
For you.
Got a tractor and trailer laying on its side right as you come into the gauntlet going up the mountain.
How do you lay it on its side going up the mountain?
Concrete median that they put up.
Good, I can't believe you had enough speed to roll it.
Take a whole lot. They'll roll pretty easy. You get that weight shifting. But you have a car that wants to cut in there in front of you and put you into the wall, trying not to hit them, and it'll happen real quick.
A video on Facebook the other day, it was going over a bridge, and there was the car had an issue on the other side, and he crossed over and hit the truck right on the front drive wheel, or front wheel. And I mean, that truck just veered to the left big time and went right off the side.
I think just because those big trucks, they'll take a hit. They'll take a hit, but once they start going, it's hard to do anything with them. And traffic is backed all the way up from there at where the accident's at, all the way out here to the next set of bridges that are about to fall down.
Because those bridges have big holes in them doesn't mean they're about to fall down.
The bridges you're about to fall through.
Politically correct.
I'm not going that way right now, though.
Take a minute. Well, I guess so. One lane, and then the truck's rolled over in that lane. It's going to be a minute.
To block the other side so they can get the truck uprighted again. So it's going to be a mess today. Hopefully they got it cleaned up by the time I have to come back through here.
Take an alternate route home, but I don't know exactly how that would be.
I can go up 276. I can go out 11 to 26. I've got some other ways. Don't worry.
Down here southbound at 276. They're going down to one lane on 85 south during rush hour. This is great.
For HGX, looks like it's going to be a crazy traffic day around, doesn't it?
Home today because I didn't get much sleep last night. I definitely would have preferred to work at home, but the new CEO's in town and we're having the employee appreciation picnic and managers have to go, so yeah, here I am.
I'm going to try to get that next step up. Just look at it that way. You got to be there.
It's just unfortunate that it happens on the days where I don't get sleep. We were up late, a little late last night, working on a contract for this retail business that we're buying into. So, yeah, out of bed at like 1:30 and hurt herself. She yelped. And so that got me up and had to tend to her, and I just had a hard time getting back to sleep after that.
It's not a long day. It's a short day for you, and you can get out of there quick. And hopefully traffic doesn't keep you blocked up too long. But I have arrived at where I need to switch vehicles, so I'm going to be out for a little bit.
Hey, Patrick. Perfect timing. I'm pulling in the parking lot too myself. So I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have a good day. And I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
All right. Have a great day. Be safe. We'll talk to you again soon. This is W2JKT. And Patrick, I'll be around for a little bit longer.
7-3 again. KO4 HKX. Clear for now.